Hey, Kim, this is Jack Spierko from the Survival Podcast. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to reach out to your audience with some family preparedness tips. As you know, I've been teaching folks how to be prepared now for over 10 years on my show. And this week, I wanted to start out with some of my thoughts on the most important piece of preparedness gear a person can have. A lot of people would think this is maybe stored food or a ham radio or a means of defense or some other gizmo or gadget. The reality is, this one costs you almost nothing, but you have to put it together yourself. It's a documentation package, or what I call a documentation kit. This is so that you can get in touch with the people you need to get in touch with, and this is so you can get to the places you need to get to, and more importantly, this is so other members of your family can do the same and be able to link up with you if you get separated. It's all going to start out on your computer, but we're going to take the results of this, we're going to print them out, we're going to punch some holes in them, and put them in three-ring binders. How many three-ring binders do you need? How many cars do you have, plus your home? You should have one documentation package in your home and one in every vehicle. So if those kiddos get a little bit older, they get their own vehicle, they're driving off to school every day, etc., doing that part-time job, that documentation kit should be in their car. Every time you make an update, what are you going to do? Exactly what we did back when I was in the Army. The new pages get printed out, the old pages that have been replaced get pulled out, the new ones get put in, and that way everyone has the same thing. The reason for that's going to make a lot of sense in just a minute. So what goes in there? Well, of course, even though you have it all on your cell phone, two is one and one is none. So we're going to put contact information for your family and friends and any other contacts that you may need to get in touch with in the middle of an emergency. We're going to put contact information for all of your financial institutions, how to get in touch with your bank, any other financial information that you need. As far as how to protect your account numbers and other information, I'll tell you how to get a full episode, and it includes ways to do that very low tech, very simple, very safe in that episode. You're going to want service providers. Here's something I hear from people when I talk about this. They say, what do you mean by a service provider? I'll say, well, what if a tree falls on your house? And the guy will say, well, I have a chainsaw. What if you're not home? What if the tree fell through your house and injured you and you're in the hospital and your wife needs to get that tree out of the driveway? Wouldn't it be a great benefit if you had somebody you could call that could do that for you? And if there was a widespread storm, don't you think everybody's in the middle of asking for help right now? What if you already had the service providers for your area ready to go, and as soon as that disaster struck, you're the first one in line? Keep that in mind, first in line. That's the difference between being prepared and not being prepared as we go on from here. So, with first in line, how about hotels? There are times when people need to leave. The number one thing that people needed to do to deal with two major hurricanes this year and the forest fires on the West Coast was what? Bug out or leave. Go somewhere else. Well, when that happens, what you hear people say is, well, you can never get a hotel because they're all booked up. Let me ask you a question, folks. How'd they all get booked up if no one can get a hotel? No, people that were at the front of the line got that hotel. So, you should have the hotels that you would want to stay in if you don't have some other place to go, or if that some other place to go becomes compromised, in your binder, ready to go. Call, make reservations immediately. Also have their websites, anything like that, so you can be, again, first in line. That's the difference between sleeping in your car in a parking lot in a Walmart or sleeping in a nice, comfortable hotel. Now, to do that, you're going to need evacuation routes. I have no doubt that you've probably heard about the rules of three in wilderness survival. We have the rules of three in regard to evacuations. They are three destinations, three routes each, three rally points. So how does this work? Well, maybe your Uncle Bob, maybe you can go up and stay with him to the north and you don't have to worry about a hotel there. Great. So Uncle Bob is Route A. Then, well, maybe you can't go to the north because of the type or nature of the disaster. Maybe it's big enough that Uncle Bob's area is compromised as well. Maybe he's out of town. Maybe you just can't go this time, so we need a route maybe to the south. And then maybe we need a route to the east or the west. How do you plan these? Look at the most potential disasters for your area. Look at the resources you have, but choose at least three different destinations that you could have evacuation routes to. Now, during this, since a lot of other people may be evacuating at the same time, you should get on Google Maps and plan three different routes for each of those three destinations. That way, if one of them is compromised, you can move over to an alternate route. Additionally, since you could get separated from your family, you should pick three rally points on each route. That way, remember that teenage daughter we talked about? When you get an evacuation order, she's at school, and you got to go because the sheriff's deputy's on your door telling you right now you have to leave, and you pick up your phone and you call her. You can say, turn to page 14. Take route A. We will meet at rally point 1 there. That's where mom and dad are going to be. When you sound like you're in control, when you sound like you're calm, when you sound like you have a grasp on the situation, because you do, the family members that you're reaching out to, they will as well. They'll follow the plan, and you know you'll be able to get back together with them right there. You also need, in this documentation package, what we call a grab-and-get checklist. All the stuff that you want to make sure that you take with you when you leave, those priceless family heirlooms that are priceless in your mind but not according to the insurance company, and the other things that you would need. Medical needs as well need to go in there. Specifically for family members that may end up in a compromised position and for some reason you may not be there to assist them. Any type of medication they need to take, anything that needs to be told to a doctor, all of that stuff in your documentation pack. And then the last part of this, PFP, plan for the puppies. One of the number one reasons given for people who did not evacuate and ended up in harm's way, with rescuers having to go into harm's way to get them out, is I didn't know what to do with my animals. Plan for your dogs and cats, folks. Make sure you have what they need to go with them. They have their own little doggy bug out bags or kitty bug out bags. Make sure you've gotten them used to getting in and out of vehicles. If you're going to rely on hotels, go ahead now, while there's no emergency. In advance, call various hotels. Find out the ones that will be accommodating to you under normal circumstances, just so you know. But many places will actually be accommodating to pets during a disaster that aren't on a day-to-day basis. Find those locations and make sure they're in your documentation package. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is actually a really in-depth subject. There's a lot that goes into it. I have a full 1 hour plus episode on exactly how to do this, how to protect your personal information with simple encryption that you can crack, but the guy, maybe the NSA can do it, but the guy on the street, not going to be able to figure it out. All that good stuff. You can find it all by going to my website, thesurvivalpodcast.com, and just use our search function and search for documentation. On that note, we've been doing this now for over 10 years. We have over 2,300 episodes. And if you want to get to our site without typing a whole bunch of letters, you can just use our short code, tspc.co. Again, thank you, Kim, for letting me reach out to your audience. I look forward to providing you with more tips in the future.